Looking anyway to save money, Hillsborough County Commissioners today reduced the office of their legislative delegation office down to one position. Commissioner Al Higginbotham said he had made a list of items for flagging, items that overall cost over $100 million.
If we talk about efficiencies, if we talk about cost cutting, then we need to say, well, what is it that are vital services? I can no longer sit on the fence and say, I'm truly going to look for efficiencies. I'm going to look for what's intergovernmental services. I'm going to look at areas that I hear from the public, and I know that you too have, you all as well, that we have programs which outlive their time.
Higginbotham said one such office was the one that represents the local legislators who work in Tallahassee. He said that he thought he had received implicit cover to do so after getting so few responses from other local lawmakers.
They have staff members in the legislative offices that they hold. If that had been a great concern, I think that I would have had more of them write to me, and I assume that they wrote to the others. My suggestion, and I talked to Eric about this today, is that you find a way, if we're going to continue this, and I look at it as not personal, that we find a way to consolidate these services into Ms. Stewart's operation.
Ms. Stewart is Edith Stewart, who runs the county's Public Affairs Administration Office. Commissioner Rose Frelita said she appreciated Higginbotham's scrutiny, but said she didn't want to eliminate the positions.
For me, this is not about friendships between us or other local elected officials or state officials or federal officials. We may have those friendships, and I certainly appreciate them. But what is important for me here is to maintain that relationship, because it serves a purpose. And that purpose is to continue that relationship with other elected officials at other levels, doing different things with different responsibilities, but ultimately all Hillsborough County legislative delegation. That's what they do. They support issues that we start here and send to Tallahassee and say, guys, we are in this together. Please help us support this for the good of our constituents.
Commissioner Jim Norman said he didn't like pitting one program against another, but Higginbotham rejected that was what he was actually doing.
This is not about pitting one against the other. This is about being prudent with our money. And my motion here will be to eliminate this department to one position on October 1 when we go through the next budget cycle, and then to continue through the executive director's retirement, and then that responsibility would be transferred, and I have every bit an ounce of confidence that the duties of communication and relationships can be well continued through the office of Ms. Stewart.
Commissioner Kevin White said it was time to cut the legislative district office.
I too think this is a valuable commodity, but in this particular time, I just can't see going forward with this. When we pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for lobbyists that we have now, and looking at some of the other positions that will be cut, our consumer protection and some other agencies that people will be losing positions, I just really can't see continuing to have more and more paid lobbyists.